Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Marnie Werner is with me.
Good morning.
And we have a special guest today. We have John Munson, who's Vice President of Rural Finance at AgStar. Welcome.
Morning.
I understand also that, one of the reasons why you're here is your expertise on farm bills, because that's our topic today. And you spent, I think it was 14 years in the Farm Service Agency in a couple of different capacities as a county director and ultimately as a state director, right?
That's right, Jim. Yeah.
And, of course, last May, the new farm bill was passed. After a couple of, a couple of vetoes from the president?
Yeah, interestingly enough, it took two vetoes, two veto overrides in order to pass this bill. And then ultimately, it became law on May 22nd.
Anything that, jumps off the pages of this go-around that separates it from previous farm bills?
I think there are a couple of, I wouldn't call them really big, substantial reforms. What I would really say is that the Farm Bill has a couple of new elements that sort of react or respond to some market changes that have occurred. Policy changes, renewable energy, there's more money put there and really sort of following the development of new renewable energies. And a lot of that still has to be developed in regulatory process. In the commodity title part of the Farm Bill, some of the changes are adding a new permanent disaster provision, a new revenue assurance provision, which, so farmers are going to have some options about how they want to protect their revenues and production and price on their farm. So those are some of the key changes. Then there's some changes on the conservation title as well that kind of tweak or change or move the program just a bit as well. And on the rural development side, I think for rural communities, a lot of it really stays generally the same. There are a couple of new programs there that shift things around a little bit. Some of them weren't funded, but there were new concepts developed in the Farm Bill as well. So that's really it.
The vast percentage of the money invested in the Farm Bill is actually not going to farmers, right? I mean, do you want to kind of explain that?
That is a really good point, and I think one that's often overlooked. 74% of this Farm Bill is in nutrition, and only 12% of it is going to go to farmers. And even though it's called a Farm Bill, it really is a nutrition bill. And forestry is a big part of this farm bill as well. The farmers really account for, and farm programs really only account for 12% of the total budget here. And the nutrition element, and we were talking about this just before we got started here, and Marnie was bringing it up too, that it's really critical that you have a nutrition title in a farm bill because that's where you get your urban support to pass a farm bill. However, the politics are such that farmer-related congressmen and senators generally are the chairs on the ag committees of the Senate and the House. So they're focused on the commodity title, the farmer portion of the Farm Bill. But they understand how important it is to leverage a good nutrition bill in order to pass a Farm Bill to get the commodity and farm program payment reforms they need in a bill and the budget they need in a bill. So they have to accommodate those urban legislators on the nutrition side in order to pass it.
Well, thanks, John. Our guest has been John Munson, Vice President of Rural Finance at AgStar in Mankato, and you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.